pleased to have with us right now, former standout defensive back in the National Football League and now an analyst for Fox. He will be working Sunday's game between the Browns and Eagles for Fox, the one and only John Lynch. John, welcome to the show.
How you doing, Vic? It's good to be with you. Well, good to get this season going.
It really is, huh? You know, and that's the great thing. We got football tonight, which is fantastic. The real thing is underway. A lot of excitement, as you can imagine, and anticipation of the Browns season because it is such a young football team. 15 rookies, 11 second-year players, but a lot of new faces. And it starts, I guess, always at the quarterback position where people are wondering what Brandon Whedon will do. What's your thought on this Browns team as you study the tape?
Well, you know, I think there's a lot of unknown. That's an uncomfortable feeling as an analyst because you're hired to really to know about a team and give your analysis and give your expertise. And, you know, I'm in the process of learning. I can tell you, starting at that quarterback position, that I like what I see out of Brandon Whedon. You know, I watch the coach's tape as opposed to the broadcast tape. You can see so much more,
sure,
so many different angles. And it's not often that you can see things like confidence oozing through the screen on coach's tape. And that's what I see with Brandon Whedon. You know, I think back to that third preseason game against the Eagles. In the very first play of the game, he goes up top to Josh Gordon. And not only does that, but goes after Nnamdi Asamoah, one of the best corners in the NFL. And I just think he's got that gunslinger type mentality. I think there is something to the fact that yes, he's a rookie, but he's a 28-year-old rookie who's had some life experiences with minor league baseball and whatnot that are going to prepare him a little better. In saying that, he'll have his struggles like every rookie does. You know, let's not forget Peyton Manning. I think threw upwards of 25 interceptions his first year in the league. So it's always an adjustment. But I like what I see out of Brandon.
And John, I know you're looking at it first as from the perspective of a broadcaster, as someone who's going to be a storyteller on Sunday for the Fox audience. But you're also a guy who had a highly accomplished career playing safety in this league, who made his living reading the eyes of quarterbacks, reading everything that they do in anticipation, studying them to get your best advantage. So what are some of the things is through your safety eyes that you look at Brandon Whedon and say, okay, these are the things that, you know, he's a rookie, he's got to work on?
Well, I think like anything, I think it's overused by analysts to say he's locking in on one side of the field or whatnot, because really, if you study that West Coast system, and I had the advantage of playing in it as a quarterback in college under Denny Green and Bill Walsh, where I then was a safety, but really you're looking, that's where your progression is. So I think you got to be careful about that. But you know, I think the biggest thing for him transition-wise is what a lot of these guys, Robert Griffin will face the same thing, that are playing in college ball and these spread offenses is the drop back. You know, I'll never forget back in college, you know, Bill Walsh, who was the maybe the best head coach in the history of this game and certainly one of the biggest innovators in terms of the offense. He would work drops just tirelessly with these quarterbacks because it's so important. You see a pass rush like the Philadelphia Eagles, a team that had 50 sacks last year, you better be able to get back away from the line of scrimmage and then work your way through the pocket. And we see it from the Bradys and the Mannings, not tremendous athletes, in terms of mobility and whatnot, but very good in the pocket of just kind of finding the hole. And I think that's where, he's going to have to be effective this week and throughout his career. And I think that's just a little bit of a learning curve because he sat back there in the gun so much at Oklahoma State.
John Lynch, former NFL standout safety and now an analyst for Fox Sports. He'll be on the call with Dick Stockton for Sunday's game between the Browns and the Eagles at Cleveland Browns Stadium. John, as you look at, you said you saw Josh Gordon on the receiving end of Brandon Whedon's passes. I'm sure you've gotten a look a little bit at Travis Benjamin as well, the two new rookies in this, the two rookies, I should say, of course they're new, in this receiving core. But your sense of the receiving core, which has come under a lot of scrutiny here in Cleveland.
Yeah, you know, under a lot of scrutiny, and guys are going to have to step up and make plays. You've got Greg Little, who I think showed himself last year to be able to play in this league. But they need someone to be a game breaker, and I think that's what Josh Gordon, he certainly has the physical ability. That jumps out at you on the screen. And then, you know, just going off, you don't have a ton of film on these guys. You got to go back to college. But Travis Benjamin, I know that later in that game against Philly, he had separation on a go route against Nnamdi Asamoah again, you know, and had the ball been placed better, and that shows you something. Those are the things you look for on film. Can you separate from guys like that where it's real tough to get separation? I think Benjamin, from all accounts, has been incredibly solid throughout training camp and very polished for a young receiver. Massaquai, you know, I think has shown himself in the past to be able to make some plays. He's got to be able to do it on a consistent basis, and then they've got to get production out of the tight end position and Jordan Cameron, and Ben Watson and those guys. But I think it's ample, and I think in this game in particular, I think the big question is how healthy is Trent Richardson going to be? We haven't seen much from him. This is the type of game where he'll be invaluable. You know, Philly plays that wide nine technique where those ends are really wide and they pin their ears back, as does their entire defensive line, and, right. And it's just a race to the quarterback. And I think the way you counter that is you gotta bloody it up, and you gotta when they do that, they leave big gaps in the running game, and I think you gotta try to make them think twice about pinning their ears back by running it right up the gut, and Richardson's a guy that can do that for them.
John, you've been around, again, some of the all-time great coaches in the history of this game at Stanford with, you mentioned, Bill Walsh and Denny Green, and then in the National Football League, the success you've had being part of a Super Bowl champion with the Tampa Bay Bucks, John Gruden, and so forth. You've been parts of these different styles, these different programs, generally speaking. When you've got a team as young as this one is, what are the key elements that it takes to kind of pull it together? The challenge, I would think, of course, begins with the coaching staff to get everybody ready. But, you know, looking at it from the veteran player perspective, what has to be done to keep a group that has this many young people on track?
Yeah, I that's a great point. And, I think back to my days early at Tampa Bay. And Tampa, when I was drafted there in 1993, was not just the worst team in the NFL. It was probably the worst in all of sports. You know, we were more commonly referred to as the Yucks. And, what quietly kind of, when Tony Dungy came in, started happening was we took an approach and we said, we're going to stick with this and we're going to find the right players. And we're going to plug them in, but we aren't going to deviate every week. You know, people in Cleveland are familiar, because I think the answer or the common knee-jerk reaction is, all right, this isn't working, we got to change it. But when you're constantly changing things, you can't establish any continuity. And so we got that in Tony Dungy. You got to find the right guy there, and Rich McKay building the team. But then what has to happen, and it happened with myself and Derek Brooks and Warren Sapp, and this is no disrespect to the older players, but at some point you got to say, hey, what you guys have done hasn't been working, and these young guys got to take ownership of the team. And it's an uncomfortable thing as a young guy because you want to pay respect to the older players.
Right.
And you can do it without being disrespectful, but you got to take this team over, and you got to say, hey, we're the new group. We're the group that's going to bring this team out of the doldrums, and we've got aspirations that are big and like winning a Super Bowl. And it took us a long time, but we eventually got it done in Tampa. And I think back to those formative days where it wasn't always pretty, but we saw progress from within those walls. And I think that's what's important for this team.
There's a lot of people on the Philadelphia Eagles bandwagon, John, as you know, some picking them to win it all. Your sense of how good that team is and how massive a challenge the Browns face out of the gate.
Well, they're extremely talented. There's no doubt about it. They referred to them as the dream team, and I think much to their undoing last year. But I think what you have to look at, this is a team where it started coming together late last year. They started beating people pretty good, winning their last four games. And so it's like everything fell into place. They had a new defensive coordinator, a new defense. The big question coming into this year is their quarterback position, and Michael Vick, can he stay healthy? Can he stay upright? And I think that's, as far as he goes, so goes the Eagles this year. They're incredibly talented at the skill positions. As I mentioned earlier, they can get after the passer, and there's just a lot of talent on this football team. I'm a big fan of Andy Reid's as a coach and what he's done in this league. His job's on the line, and I think his players will respond. All that being said, they play, and I think what is the toughest division in football? You got the defending champs and the Giants. You got the Redskins who are improving in Philly and Dallas, so it's a battle each and every week. I think they'll be better than they were last year. I think that division is the Giants, but we'll see. It's going to be fun to see play out, and I think they're one of the more intriguing stories as we head into this season.
Well, John, great stuff. We thank you so much, and we look forward to seeing you when you get to Cleveland.
Thanks a lot, Vic.
He is John Lynch from Fox Sports, of course, former standout NFL safety. He will be on the call with Dick Stockton on Sunday's game between the Browns and Eagles for Fox Sports. Check that out. Much more is coming up on Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford. You're listening to ESPN 850 WKNR.